everything wrong from our Messenger upon what was intended by our Messenger.
Sheikh Al-Rawdan, Hafizullah, explained, likewise, after having Iman in Allah and in whatever came from Allah upon what was intended by Allah, then we have Iman in Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in whatever came from Allah's Messenger from the authentic ahadith upon what was intended by Allah's Messenger, we do not explain them with anything contrary to what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended, from the ta'wilat, from the misinterpretations and the tahrifat al-batila, and from the false distortions. Rather, we affirm them upon what was intended by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the meaning of the testification that Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is the meaning of the testification that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. And then Shaykh al-Fawzan gives an extremely important definition of the Shahada, of the testification that Muhammadun Rasulullah. This is a definition given by other people of knowledge, given here by Shaykh al-Fawzan, and this likewise should be understood and should be memorized as well. If someone wants to properly understand the Shahada, then here is a definition of the meaning of what is contained in the Shahada that Muhammadun Rasulullah. He said, the meaning of the testification that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, ta'atuhu fima amar, wa tasdiquhu bima akhbar, wa ijtinabu ma naha anhu wa zajar, wa an la yu'bad Allah illa bima shara'. He said, it is to obey him in whatever he commanded, and to attest to the truth of whatever he informed of, and to keep away from whatever he forbade and prohibited, and that Allah should not be worshipped except with that which he legislated. And that is what is comprised in this testification that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. Obedience to him in whatever he commanded, and attesting to the truth of whatever he informed of, and avoiding whatever he forbade and prohibited, and that Allah is not worshipped, Allah should not be worshipped except with that which he legislated. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan moved on and said, so the person who bears witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, but then does not believe and attest to the truth of that which he informed of, then he is a liar in his testification and is falsely accusing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, a person who says, I bear witness that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, and then he doesn't believe something which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed of. He doesn't believe it. Then he is a liar in his testification, falsely accusing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Shaykh said, and the greatest thing which he came with was al-asma wa sifat, the names and attributes, the names and attributes of Allah. The Prophet, this is the greatest thing that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. He called Allah with certain names and described him with attributes. So therefore, we have Iman in them, and we attest to the truth of what he said in that regard, and we do not reject anything from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor do we distort, do tahrif, nor do we distort that which came from him using false and futile ta'wilat, misinterpretations, and by raising doubts and with false sayings by means of which most of the creation have gone astray. We don't do any of that. We don't bring ta'wilat, false misinterpretations. We don't raise any raise doubts about it. We don't bring any false sayings about it. And he said, and the speech of Imam Ahmad, and the speech of Ash-Shafi'i, it is the manhaj, it is the methodology which the ummah, the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proceed upon. And Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah continued, وَعَلَى هَذَا دَرَجَ السَّلَفِ, and upon this way the Salaf proceeded, and upon this way the predecessors proceeded. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, and upon this speech, which is having iman in whatever came from Allah, upon what was intended by Allah, and having iman in whatever came from Allah's Messenger, upon what was intended by Allah's Messenger, upon this the Salaf proceeded, upon this the predecessors proceeded, and they are the forefront of this ummah, the nation, they are the forefront of this nation, from the companions and the tabi'een and the atba'u tabi'een, in the first three generations, the companions, the sahaba, the second generation, the tabi'een, the successors, and the atba'u tabi'een, those who followed the tabi'een, and the qurun al-mufaddala, and the generations declared to be most excellent. None of them withheld in this regard. They read the Quran and they narrated the ahadith, and they did not raise any objection to anything from that. These most excellent generations passed by upon that. They did not raise any objection to these ayahs and these ahadith. Obviously, in the reference, with reference to Allah's names and attributes, the texts of Allah's names and attributes. But they did not raise any objection to these ayahs and these ahadith. Objections only arose after the most excellent generations had passed away, when the scholars of kalam, theological rhetoric, and falsafa and philosophy came and entered into the religion that which was not from it, and they made principles of logic, mantiq, and they made intellectual evidences, as they call them, the decisive judge. It's what they came and did, these people of kalam, theological rhetoric, and the people of philosophy, falsafa. They entered into the religion that which is not from it, and as the Shaykh said, they made principles of logic, mantiq, and intellectual evidences, barahin aqliya, they made them the judge, the decisive judge. They made these a judge over the book of Allah and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the saying of Imam Shafi'i continues, وَأَئِمَّةُ الْخَلَفِ, this, of course this line is connected with what just came before, وَعَلَى هَذَا دَرَجَ الْخَلَفِ وَأَئِمَّةُ الْخَلَفِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, that upon this way the Salaf proceeded, and the imams of the later people radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, a'immatul khalaf, the imams of the khalaf, imams of the later people. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, whoever came after the salaf, whoever came after the predecessors, from those who proceeded upon their way, their methodology, then they are upon this way also. They followed this way. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله تبارك وتعالى. Just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will not cease to be a group of my ummah upon the truth manifest. They will not be harmed by those who desert them, nor by those who oppose them, until the command of Allah, the Exalted and Most High, comes about. This hadith, as I mentioned the footnote here, being reported by Imam Ahmad and by Muslim and Abu Dawood and others, from a hadith of Thawban radiallahu anhu. Then Shaykh Fawzan said, so there will be from the Khalaf, there will be from the later peoples, those who follow the Salaf, those who follow the predecessors, and proceed on their upon their manhaj, and proceed upon their methodology, right until the last hour is established. And the earth will not be empty, and all praises for Allah of them. Earth will not be empty of them, meaning of those from the later people who proceed upon the way of the Salaf, the predecessors. Because they propagate this religion, and they convey this religion after the Salaf of Salih, after the pious predecessors. So they are Allah's proof upon His creation. This is from Allah's wisdom, He the Perfect and Most High, that He establishes for this aqeedah, for this creed and belief, and for this manhaj as-salafi, and for this salafi methodology, that He establishes for it those who cling on to it and teach it to the people right until the last hour is established, as a mercy from Him upon His servants. Then the quote of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah continues, كلهم متفقون على الإقرار والإمرار. All of them are in agreement upon acknowledging and allowing them to pass on as they are. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, على الإقرار والإمرار, upon acknowledging and allowing them to pass on. He said, acknowledging them and allowing them to pass on as they are, just as they occur, without attempting to do ta'wil of them, without attempting to misinterpret them and to distort them. Rather, they let them pass in the text. Of course, all this in the context of the texts of the attributes. They let them pass just as they occur, with their wordings and their meanings, and they do not raise objections to them. This is the path of the Salaf. This is the path of the predecessors, and of those who proceeded upon their methodology, from the later people, from the Imams of guidance. And Imam Shafi'i's quote continues, Rahimahullah, وَالْإِثْبَاتُ لِمَا وَرَدَ مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَالسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَأَرُّبٍ لِتَأْوِيلِهِ. وقد أمرنا باقتفاء آثارهم والاهتداء بمنارهم. And upon, I mean, all of them are agreed upon also, and upon affirming whatever attributes occur in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of His Messenger, without making any attempt to interpret its meaning away. And we have been commanded to follow in their tracks and to follow their signposts. Sheikh Fawzan said in explanation, following their tracks in the religion, Allah the Most High said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Surah At-Tawbah, the 9th Surah, Ayah 100, with the explanation, and the first and foremost from the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and those who followed them upon good, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And Shaykh al-Fawzan said, quoting part of the hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي. Adhere to my sunnah and to the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa after me. And this hadith, they give a reference, and in this particular version they've got a hold of this, they've somehow mixed the stars up, they put two stars and one star the wrong way around. The first reference here should be the one star, referring to the first reference, and the second, as you'd expect the natural order, should have two stars and refer to the second reference. So this hadith here, as I mentioned, the footnote is reported, they adhere to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa after me, reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, and also as a side point by Ibn Majah, from a hadith of Al-Irbab Ibn Sariya radiallahu anhu. And it's a hadith which is authentic, sahih, and it was declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. Then Shaykh Al-Fawzan said, this is a command to follow their tracks and to proceed along with their signposts. And the word al-manar, it means al-alamat, it means the signposts which are along the road, which show the traveller the way, and signposts along the road. Then the quote of Imam Shafi'i continues, وَحُذِّرْنَا الْمُحْدَثَاتِ وَأُخْبِرْنَا أَنَّهَا مِنَ الضَّلَالَاتِ. This version here, it doesn't have that min before the last word, but all the other versions that are printed, that I've seen, they all have a min before the min of dhalalat. The version of which Sheikh al-Uthaymeen has checked, and other versions as well, they all mention the word min. وَأُخْبِرْنَا أَنَّهَا مِنَ الضَّلَالَاتِ. With the explanation, and we have been warned against the newly invented matters, and we have been informed that they are matters, or we have been informed that they are affairs of misguidance. Sheikh Fawzan said in explanation, we have been warned against newly invented matters, and that is in the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna khayra al-hadithi kitabullah wa khayra al-hadi هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. The saying of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, the best speech is the Book of Allah, and the best way is the way of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the worst of affairs are their newly invented matters. and every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance is in the fire. In a footnote they mention the second reference reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and by Muslim and Al-Bayhaqi in his book Al-Asma wa Sifat, and it's from a hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma. And as a side point, that none of these references quoted quote the very last line, wa kulla dalalatin fi an-nar, and every misguidance is in the fire. This is reported by Imam al-Nasa'i in his Sunan, in the book of the Eid prayer, chapter 22, how is the khutbah, hadith number 1578, and declared sahih, authentic by Shaykh al-Albani. Just in case someone goes back to any of these references and doesn't find that last line there, that particular last line is reported by al-Nasa'i. Shaykh Fawzan said, this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned. This is how he warned. He warned against the newly invented matters in the religion. And then Imam Shafi'i quotes the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we'll take just the first part of. He said, فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alaihi wasallam عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي. He said, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, adhere to my sunnah. And the hadith continues, and to the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, to the end of the hadith, which we'll take the rest next time inshaAllah. But with regard to this part, that Imam Shafi'i said, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, adhere to my sunnah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, what is meant by his sunnah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ma thabata anhu min qawlin aw fi'lin aw taqrir, is whatever is established from him, from sayings or actions or tacit approvals. In taqrir, tacit approvals, things which the companions did in his presence, and he saw them doing it and he allowed them to do so, he didn't speak against it. That's taqrir. So that is the definition of the sunnah, as the Shaykh Fawzan mentioned, whatever is established from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from sayings or actions or tacit approvals. Then he said, everything which occurs from him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is a sunnah which it is obligatory to accept due to his saying, he the most high, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, Surah Al-Hashr, the 59th surah, ayah 7, with the explanation, and whatever the messenger gives you, then take it, and whatever he forbids you from, then withhold from it. And Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes a second proof for this. He said, and due to his saying, he the most high, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, Surah Al-Ahzab, the 33rd surah, ayah 21, with the explanation, there is indeed for you in Allah's messenger a fine example to be followed. And then he gives a third evidence for this. He said, and due to his saying, he the most high, مَنْ يُطِئِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ, Surah An-Nisa, the 4th surah, ayah 80, with the explanation, whoever obeys the messenger, then he has obeyed Allah. Then Shaykh al-Fawzan said, to the rest of the evidences which command following the messenger and obeying him and accepting whatever comes from him. And then he said, and likewise the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, the khulafa ar-rashideen, and likewise the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa, and they are the four khulafa, Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. They are the khulafa ar-rashideen, they are the rightly guided khulafa, those whom he sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to accept their sunnah, because it is the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For they are the ones who correctly implemented the ittiba, the following of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we leave the remainder of the quote, the remainder of the explanation of that hadith, which is the rest of the speech of Imam Shafi'i and the quotes which follow it, until next time inshaAllah. والحمد لله صلى الله على محمد. Any points of clarification? Yeah. With regard to the lineage of Imam Shafi'i, then as they mention, as Zahabi mentioned in Sirat Dhaman Abula, and as they mentioned that Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said about his own lineage, that he mentioned that he was Muhammad, his kunya of course was Abu Abdullah, and his name was Muhammad, the son of Idris, the son of Al-Abbas, the son of Uthman, the son of Shafi'a, the son of As-Sa'ib, the son of Ubaid, the son of Abd Yazid, the son of Hashim, the son of Al-Muqtalib, the son of Abd Manaf. Abd Manaf, through whom his lineage joins with the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Imam Shafi'i is from the same tribe, the noble tribe of Quraysh, and from the sub tribe of the Banu Muttalib. With regard to the very important definition of the testification, Muhammadun Rasulullah, because these, obviously, these very, very basic things are sometimes things that people can overlook, things that we think we already understand because they're so basic, and we sometimes overlook what it involves. As for the testification that Muhammadun Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, then Sheikh Fawzan said, and other sheikhs before, Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, Allah used to mention, and other sheikhs as well, that it involves and it means obeying him, obeying the messenger, obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obeying him in whatever he commanded, and believing and attesting to the truth of whatever he informed of, and keeping away from whatever he forbade and prohibited, and that Allah should not be worshipped except with that which he legislated. And that's some of the people know, they summarize the Shahada as well in that way. They say the first part of the Shahada, La ilaha illallah, restricts worship, or refuses worship, denies, negates worship of everything besides Allah, and restricts worship to be for Allah alone. And the second part of the Shahada, Muhammadun Rasulullah, restricts the worship of Allah to being only that which the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated, that we only worship Allah in accordance with what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated. With regard to those people who say not every bid'ah is dalala, is misguidance, then we respond with the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say, as for your saying that every innovation is not misguidance, that there are some innovations which are not misguidance, which are good, We respond with the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa kullu bid'atin dalalah, and every innovation is misguidance. So they say, when we have an authentic saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the saying of everybody else, no matter how great he is in knowledge, how pious he is, or what his intentions are, the saying of everyone else falls away, and what remains is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, that the saying of everyone, some of it is taken and some is rejected. Some of it is taken and some is rejected, except for the occupant of this grave here. Obviously, being, he said it sitting in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody else is saying, except for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some parts are taken and some parts are rejected. And anyone saying which is contrary to the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we reject it, no matter who it is, no matter how much knowledge they have. So we reject it with the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa kullu bid'atin dalalah, and every innovation is misguidance. It's a very clear text, as the people of knowledge mentioned. It's a very clear and decisive text. Every innovation is misguidance. There is no such thing as a good bid'ah, a bid'ah hasana. All that there is that sometimes when a matter of the religion is being neglected by the people, it's established in the book or it's established in the sunnah, but the people are neglecting it. Then when someone comes along and revives that practice and lets the people see it being revived, then that is a good revival of something that's already in the sunnah. But as for a bid'ah, something new, newly introduced in the religion, then there's no good bid'ah, as the people of knowledge mention. Like again, as Imam Malik mentioned, that the last part of this ummah will not be rectified except by what rectified its first part, and whatever was not religion on that day, I mean the day when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood in Arafah and the ayah came down, al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam adina, that the ayah with the explanation that this day have I perfected your religion for you and chosen Islam, and I'm pleased with Islam as your religion. Then as Imam Malik said, whatever was not religion on that day when Allah said he had perfected and completed the religion, whatever was not religion on that day is not religion this day. I mean there could be no additions to the religion of Islam after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone who tries to introduce anything, even though they claim, of course they will always claim it's good, they will no one will claim what I'm introducing is something bad, they will always claim this introduction is something good. But contrary to what Imam Malik said, whatever was not religion on that day is not religion this day, because the religion was completed by Allah in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wa kullu bid'atin dalalah, and every bid'ah, every innovation is misguidance. No. And as for bid'ah, then the people of knowledge mentioned, such as Imam Ash-Shatibi in his book Al-Ittifam, that an innovation, a bid'ah, is something newly introduced way which has no proof, no proof from the book or the sunnah, by which reward is sought from Allah, in that which the people do seeking reward from Allah, seeking reward for doing it, which is no proof in the book and no proof in the sunnah, then it's a bid'ah. And that's to exclude matters of the dunya, matters of the world. For example, transport. Some people misunderstand this point and say, what about, you know, they used to ride on camels but now we ride in cars, isn't that a bid'ah? No, it's not a part of the religion. Nobody in their right mind thinks that by not riding on a camel, by riding a car, you get more reward. There's no matter of reward. Things which don't contain reward, you don't do them seeking reward, they're not matters of the religion. Well, it's those things of the religion which a person does seeking reward from Allah, then they're not from the book and the sunnah, then they're bid'ah innovations. Man sanna fil Islam sunnatan hasan, this is whoever establishes something that's already there. Bid'ah, bid'ah. Because some people misunderstand. Some people misunderstand the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim, that when some poor people entered the masjid, the very poor in their condition, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw how poor they were, so he encouraged the companions upon giving charity. Something established in the religion already, giving in charity. So then a man went out, and he came and he brought food and he brought clothes and he placed them in the masjid. When the other people saw this first man, they followed his example. So then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man sunna fil Islam sunnatan hasana." Whoever establishes a good sunnah in Islam, then there is for him its reward and the reward of those who follow it right until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Nothing being reduced from their reward. Some people take that to mean introducing a bid'ah. There's no proof for bid'ah. He didn't use the word bid'ah, he used the word sunnah. Man sunna fil Islam is sunnatan hasana. And it doesn't mean introducing something new. Giving in charity was already in the religion. It's just that one man was the first to stand up and do it and let the others see, and then the others followed.